So, are there any questions? Victor. How is the practice?
Trying to adapt to come down from a lot of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Too much time in the city now, trying to.
What?
I spend too much time in the city trying to.
Mm-hmm. But that's what the Kalesa is like. That's what the Kalesa is like, being in the city.
Yeah.
They love it. Once it gets quiet, you know, for 1 or 2 weeks, they want to go into the city.
I think Buddha's kind of finally sinking in. Like, you know, they kind of, you know, at first it's just a word, I think, and then after a while it kind of, it means more than just,
mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. It's referring to like the knowingness of the heart.
Yeah, it does refer to that. It's following the tracks of the ox until we find the ox. That's the tracks. The Buddhas are the tracks, or the breath at the tip of the nose are the tracks. And we follow to get to the sati, to the knowingness.
I read somewhere like that the breath's got a real strong effect on the mind. You know, like you do notice, don't you? When
it's the other way around.
The mind has effect on the breath.
The body is a robot. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. A very complicated robot that is driven by the chitta. The body doesn't do anything. This is something you really, really have to get into. The body doesn't itch. Yeah? It's a mind that doesn't like that feeling that arises within the realms of the body. Yeah? And if you're a little bit familiar, I mean, in Asia they got it 2,000 years ago, but in Europe they got it only in 1980s, yeah? Psychosomatic. The psyche is creating the troubles in the body. Psychosomatic illnesses. Yeah. They found that out, you know. I mean, they could have looked it up from the Chinese 2,000 years ago. But great, you know. I mean, it was in all medical medicines. Ah, yeah. Now we found something.
You keep saying that Western science is finally catching up with the Buddhism or something, 2,500 years.
Yeah, I mean, like the physicists, you were catching up with the Lord Buddha about 100 years ago, when they found the atom. Lord Buddha said the smallest building block of the universe is the atom.
Kalapas,
is it? No, Kalapas is it's a time. Yeah. Kalapa is one uncountable time. It's a time. Am I right? I mean, I'm not...
No, I'm thinking about the atom. Like, the four elements, like earth element.
Yeah, earth, water, fire. I mean, the physicists haven't found that out yet.
Hmm. That we're all made up of those.
Yeah. Yes. Even thoughts. Including consciousness. Mm-hmm. Because everything that exists within this universe are made out of these four elements. And you can see it, yeah. I mean, I couldn't see it for consciousness, that was too... but you can see it for thoughts, how thought, you know, completely disappears into the four elements. You can see it happen. I mean, you don't need physics. You don't need to study physics. I mean, all what you need is observe. If you want to know something, observe. The whole universe is within there. It's not out there. And what do the What medical science? Now they find, you know, that the consciousness is within the brain. Why they are so wrong?
Actually, I was thinking, the Satipatthana, where it says mindfulness of the consciousness, it means consciousness translated from citta. Is that why?
The citta and consciousness are two different things. The citta is the one that knows, you know, that there is consciousness. Yeah?
And the consciousness is referring to the sense basis.
And what do other, you know, beings do? Don't you think they have consciousness? They don't have this body? Huh? They can't have consciousness because they don't have this stupid brain? Observe, you know, I mean, if you observe, yeah, there are some YouTube videos about people who program a robot to do certain things, yeah. Once the robot works, one thinks it is within the robot, yeah. But the one who programs this robot, you know, tells him whatever move he has to do. How fast, you know, where to go, what to do. So the citta is the one thing that is important, yeah? And the citta is for all beings, you know, no matter if it is an ant or it's a mosquito, or it's the same thing. And from there comes the desire, yeah? As long as the citta is occupied with kamma and avijja, yeah? There comes the desire, huh? Desire to want to be and desire not to be, you know, desire to become or not to become, you know, the desire to do this thing or that thing. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That comes through avijja. Huh? So you can't say the consciousness is, yeah.
What is it referring to when it mentions consciousness and the six sense bases?
I mean, yes, that is the consciousness of the physical body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought that. Consciousness in the...
And consciousness, you know, is not consciousness. Yeah? I mean, that is, it is a very bad word, you know, for a translation.
Yeah, so I'm confused about that.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have, in English, we don't have these words.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Chitta translated as consciousness before, in English.
Yeah, I mean... Forget everything that you have studied, that you have learned, and just observe, you know. I mean, how can you not know if you observe it? You don't need a label for that because you have the experience. People, the more you know, I mean, that's what Lungta Mahabo said, the more they studied, the stupider they are in the ways of Dhamma. And the doctor is a dog. He's the most stupid one, because he thinks he's the most intelligent one.
Professor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to be a doctor to become a professor. Forget about all these things, you know, I mean, they just confuse you. Just stick with your Buddha and you will see the wonder of meditation. Yeah? It's there. But, you know, we like to think about, you know, what is going to happen or what happened just now. How can we be so stupid? I mean, we just had the experience and now we need to find a label, and only if we have a label for it, I mean, then we can make use of it. What happened to experience?
What is the... I don't know if you read the Satipatthana in English, but, like, the part where it says...
We talked about that 2 days ago. I said, it is nearly impossible for you to understand. Because you don't have that sati, you don't have that background, you don't have the experience. See the body within the body. It's an experience that comes through practice. Everything what is written down in the suttas is just, you know, the signs. There it is, Berlin, there it is, Rome, there it is, Brazil, there is this. If you don't go the path, you don't know what it is. If you don't know, if you don't go the path of Satipatthana, you don't know what it is. But if you go, sooner or later you will experience it, and then you will understand. I know it's difficult for Westerners, huh? Because they like to think about things. Yeah?
I just want to know what it was.
Yeah. And do you know this? I want you to know that is just the source of avijja, that grades to come.
So don't bother with it.
Know what is within the citta, that is important. But know it without labels. I mean, if you do our daily reflection, we don't put labels on it, we just see what happened. Recalling, it's very important. It's one of the most effective things, you know, to cut down on the kalesa. That's why nobody does it. It's so effective. We just need to reflect every moment of our day. And then you see so clearly what is wholesome and what is not wholesome. But the kilesas are like thieves. They don't want to be watched. They don't want to be observed. And they certainly don't want to be checked. That's why they're going to hinder that kind of practice. You start in the morning and then you forget the rest and the next day doesn't bother you, know, it's bothersome and you don't do it. Yeah, isn't it, Alex? Yeah? Or we put it at a time where we fall asleep. It's the most effective, I mean, it solves 90% of our troubles, Our worldly troubles that we have, to solve it. And troubles with other people, if you would do it. And if you train it to do it, you know, in the end, you know, it becomes 2 minutes. And you just see the film. But the training takes long and takes years. But you have to do it every day. In the beginning it might be 1.5 hours, And later it cuts down, to 40 minutes, to 20 minutes, to 10 minutes, And we just see. We don't judge. That is the most important thing. We don't give labels to it. We just see what happened there. How do I react? What did I think? What was the feeling? What came before? Sometimes you ask, when you see an emotion coming up, what came before that emotion? What kind of memory? But if you go to things, you see it.
You don't label pain.
No.
Just feel the pain.
But you see it, it's a memory of the pain. It's a memory of the feeling. And what came before that? I mean, when you go through it, you see what comes before it. Boredom. And then comes pain. Sometimes. Restlessness, and that turns into pain. Most effective thing. And that, how often do I tell you, Don Richard? How often? Quite often. And how often do you forget it? More often.
I forget it. I forget.
You don't forget to do it. You do it?
Do it, but not wholeheartedly. But I know if I have some sati, then it's very good.
Yeah, that, of course, I mean, the more sati we have, the faster it goes, It's all these things, it is the first stage of developing wisdom, Of course, the more sati we have, the faster it goes, And the more objective it is. And you don't caught up, why did I react like that? That is not the purpose of reflection. Reflection is to see what happened. Just like you watch an accident. You see, this driver, what that did. You don't judge this person or that person, You just saw what had happened. And the citta tells you, if it was wholesome or not wholesome.
Because it hurts, or it...
Huh?
Because it either hurts, or it...
No, it's just it's completely... No, I mean, I did it. Yeah, I mean, just as an example. When I was still was working, yeah, I mean... I was in the workers' union. I was in the peace union. I was there. Yeah. So I mean, all my day was full. Yeah. And I still worked. Yeah. And then after 1 year, there was nothing anymore written there, because I mean, through my reflection, I got all these things are useless. Yeah. Not necessary. Yeah. And all this problems with the relationship, you know, I got solved. Just through this little reflection. I saw, you know, how I reacted, you know, and then I changed it over time. And I saw it 5 times or 10 times, and I just said, I don't want that anymore. It's too much to come. Mm-hmm. So change it, yeah? And then you start changing it. Yeah? And once you change it, you see it, yeah? You suddenly have more time, you're much more efficient. But it all comes with sati, yeah? If you don't have sati during the day, I mean, your reflection doesn't show anything. Except for I was sleeping. Or drowsy. It's the number one tool, yeah? In the beginning. If you don't have so much sati to be able to do the investigation of the 5 khandhas, yeah? To get your life really turned around 180 degrees. It's like looking, you know, a thief over his shoulder, you know, you see how it is. Yeah? And then you can protect yourself. Yeah? But of course, if the thief knows that he's observed, you know, he doesn't do it. And that's what the kilesas, yeah? That's why the kilesas don't like this reflection. And you see, when you can't remember anything, you just go to the next step, and then you see, you know, there's something important, yeah? What happened then, yeah? And let me be more sati, yeah? More awareness at that point, yeah?
By sati, you mean like awareness?
Yes.
The recollection?
Awareness? No, awareness is awareness, yeah? Mm-hmm. Awareness is just a way of things, yeah? It doesn't classify what is what, you know, I mean, in the recollection it is the awareness of the memory, yeah. And don't think so much about the suttas, yeah. I mean, especially the English or the German translation are, I mean, they have some mistakes, they are so fatal that you can't really progress on the path if you don't understand what it is behind. Just like mindfulness, they are having the mind full. Sati is mind emptiness. The complete opposite. The mind is completely empty of things. That's sati.
Is it actually mindfulness? Does it mean full? Is it with two L's?
Yeah, I mean, when it is written, no, it is with one L, yeah. But
it means the meaning.
It means, you know, the mind is full on one thing, yeah.
To fully comprehend something.
Yeah, comprehend, yeah.
To fully be aware of something.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice, to be fully aware of something, yeah? If you're aware, then you're aware of what is going on in the citta. That's the awareness I'm talking about. Otherwise, you can't really say mindfulness, eh? People, you know, think, I'm so mindfully walking, yeah? They constantly think this. Oh, I'm so mindful. Now, who tells that then? Kilesa.
They're not mindful of the... reason walking, or the...
They're not even mindful of the thought that comes up that they are mindful. Huh? They think, you know, I mean, yes, that's the truth. Yeah? They didn't even see it's just a thought. Who brought that thought up? And cleared that, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because, yeah? 5 minutes later, they want to stop. Said, ah, oh, you're good. Mindful. Yes. Now you can stop.
Get the body.
You can train tomorrow. Already, you already had your share of mindfulness today. Never ever underestimate the kilesas, the power of the kilesas and the trickiness of the kilesas. Every moment they fool us. Every moment, yeah. They say this is happening, yeah. And we never ask, who are you to tell me what is happening, huh? It's not us.
Actually, that brings me to my question. It's quite difficult to... we know it's hard to stay with the Buddha, but it's hard to do it the whole day. I mean, you will, even if you tell yourself, that's what I'll do today.
Yeah.
Always they get you.
Yeah.
And how do they do it? It's just... And you don't even know it happens.
No. I mean, you can't do anything. Yeah. I mean, that's why Rungta Mahaboy, you know, compared to the fight, yeah? A fight, a boxing fight, yeah? The champion is in the boxing ring, and you come with no experience whatsoever. You go into the boxing ring, you want to fight with the champion, you know, and the next thing is, you know, you are kicked out, yeah? The moment you notice you're kicked out, you crawl back in. That is the practice that we are doing. Crawl back in until we see how the champion gives his blows, yeah? And then we tap, and then we are happy, yeah? Because we didn't get the blow.
How can we say, it's so difficult to do the Buddha, I can't do it? Of course you can.
Yeah. It's the kilesas who tell you, and you say, right. Yes, my Lord, you have guided me through millions or billions of life, and you must be right, you know, everything else is wrong. They tell you. And you say, yes, my Lord, because we are neither this voice and nor the other voice, we are the one who makes the decision. And we don't notice that we are making the decision. The moment we say, yes, yeah, I want to go to this, they tell us, I want to go to the city. And then I say, okay, go to the city, I'll sit here. Huh? If I don't give my okay for what they suggest, they can't do anything. What? Just like I was on my walking path, you know, and they came up, you know, oh, that's boring, okay, yeah. I don't like that, you know, 2 minutes later, I don't like it, okay, you don't like it, okay, I walk on, yeah. After 5 minutes, it's terrible, you know, I don't, no, yeah, okay, go, yeah. It's not me. They're constantly grumbling around, you know, I don't like this, I don't like that, you know, it's too cold, it's too hot, you know, it's this or that, you know. I said, okay, go ahead, you know, do whatever you like, but I do my walking meditation. And they have, and then you see them, they're completely powerless. They need you, and you don't notice that yet. They need you. If they have a thought, if they have an intention, you need to give your okay and put that intention into motion. That's where you come in. But we don't realize it. Because we say, yes, my Lord, I mean, you've guided me through so many lives, you know. And we just follow, you know. We are completely blindly following the orders of our lieutenant or general. And the general is a teacher. He says, this is the direction, we go. We don't even think twice about it.
They make an uncomfortable feeling when they say go.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, that is just like, you know, when the general says go, you know, and if you don't go, you know, you get, yeah. He beats you up. Yeah, so, you don't go? Do I need to beat more? Yeah.
It's tough to endure.
Of course.
Because they say go and have a drink. Mm-hmm.
And then you think this painful feeling is going to go on until I have a drink.
So no, it's not.
No.
It's if you do, yeah. I mean, that's what they tell you.
I've tested it out. It really goes painful when you say no.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. And that's why I can say yes. I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, it's just like a king and his subject, yeah. I mean, think about the East Germany. You know, they couldn't leave the country, yeah? If somebody wanted to leave the country, they shot him, yeah? Or first they put him into prison, you know, and if he still, you know, in the end they shot him. They didn't let any subjects out, yeah? So we are the subjects of Kilesas, yeah? Or we think we are the subjects of Avijja, yeah? So of course they're going to hit us, you know, with lots of pain, with lots of discomfortable feelings, yeah? Sometimes you have the feeling to throw up, and you say, okay, let's throw up, you know. Or sometimes you have the feeling, you know, you just sit, very good, yeah, meditation, and then they come and say, you need to shit, yeah. Oh, okay, shit in my trousers, yeah, I don't care. I go and shit. Yeah? And most of the times you don't shit or you don't pee in your trousers, yeah. And if you sit for 12 hours, it could happen. But within 3 or 4 or 5 hours, never ever.
I've not tried that yet. I go to the toilet straight away. Because they tell me it is enough.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how we are fooled. Everything, you know, I mean, people, you know, I mean, let's say, I was brought up in the West, you know, with Buddhism, you know, I mean, yeah, all the nice things, you know, I mean, never ever. Do they use the word fight? To fight something. Yeah? You have to fight for your freedom, yeah? And it, when you look at Thailand, all the teachings are about fighting, yeah? Or destroying. Yeah? We like war in the West, but you know we don't like the words of war.
So powerful.
Because we gave him the power. Ask him, you know, I mean, ask Jacob, yeah? Why is game so addictive? Playing games, yeah? Because you give the power over to the games and then they pull you in more and more and more and more, yeah? Until you can't stop. Only if somebody slaps you on your back and says, hey, what nonsense are you doing? Then you might wake up, you know, and they say, I don't know what I did. That's most of the time, you know, we don't know why we did it. We don't know why we said it. Isn't it, Alec? We just blurt it out, yeah? No control of anything whatsoever. We are under the power of avijja. I mean, and if somebody has read, you know, the enlightenment story, I mean, he had a big fight. So why don't we in the West, you know, why do we like, that's not so bad, you know, don't worry so much, you know, don't do it so tough, yeah? Just try and sit, you know, enjoy. Try to do that. And they come, let's have a drink, enjoy. Let's go to the toilet, yeah? I mean, they pull you around, you know, I mean, they lead you at your nose, yeah? Like a bear, you know, in the arena, yeah? And all the people, you know, around, how stupid are we? Huh? Yeah. And in the West, what they use most is knowledge to lead you astray. Because we brought up like that. Knowledge, science, yeah? You're all too young, you don't know. In the 70s there was a great, great song, you know? I mean, it was one time hit, yeah? You never wrote any other song. Blinded by Science. Yeah? I mean, in the 70s, the hippies, you know, and so on, I mean, it is my generation, yeah? I mean, we were thinking differently, yeah? You know, we weren't thinking mainstream, yeah? We saw the things, you know, until, you know, most of us, you know, got swallowed up by the system, yeah? Some of us didn't get swallowed up. We are completely blinded by science. We believe whatever science tells us, yeah? Not even noticing that 2 years, you know, in a row, you know, they contradict itself. Say, oh, yeah, the last time you said, you know, this was right, you know, and now we discovered it's wrong, you know. Don't worry, but now we know it's right, you know, in 2 years they come again. Sorry, you know, whatever is right, huh? They don't know. They should at least acknowledge they don't know, yeah? No, they say, now we know. Yeah? You read it in every magazine. Yeah? Now we know, now we understand. Yeah? What we thought about 2 years ago was wrong. Yeah? And every 2 years they say that, or every 5 years, you know, no matter what, yeah, depends on what kind of science it is. Yeah? But we still believe it. How stupid are we? That's what I want to ask, yeah? Yes, my Lord, it's all the time, yeah? Look, Lungta Mahabua, he was my teacher, and I said, when his monks, you know, bow down to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, they don't say, Buddhang saranang kacchami, they say, Kilesang saranang kacchami, I take my refuge in the Kilesas. Second time I take my refuge in the Kilesas, they don't bow down to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, they bow down to the Kilesa. Can you hear me? Okay. Kilesa Sangha Nang Kacha. I take my refuge in the Kilesa. I want this, yeah? Kilesa, yeah? I don't like this. And it's up to you to fight for freedom, yeah? I mean, you missed a great time. I mean, you were all born too late, yeah? I mean, who was this, who was the Reiki king, yeah? Get up, stand up for your rights, yeah?
Bob Marley.
Get up, stand up for your rights. Yeah? And your right is to be free. That is your right, yeah? I mean, if the Germans would invade England, you know, you would drive them out. But if Avicii invades you, welcome. he completely controls you. Every movement, every moment, everything. Yeah? But he has done it for such a long time, I mean, we can't even remember how it was, you know, when it wasn't. Yeah? And then people, you know, very often in the West, people ask, how did we get into this game? Hmm? Well, ask yourself, how did you start the first game? Or how did you start the first cigarette? Or, that's how we got in the game.
Never see the seed, you just see the flower.
What?
You never see the seed, you just see the flower. Like what?
Yeah.
You know what
I mean, the important thing is, how do I get out of this mess? It's not the question, not the interesting question, you know. How do I get into this mess? How do I get out of it? Huh? Swimming in a pool of shit, you know. Once in a while, you know, they put their mouth above it and, that's nice air, you know, and then they go down, yeah. And then, you know, they see another person just going down and they want to help him. While helping him, they go down as well. And then, you know, then somebody, a free person, walks, you know, along the side, you know, hello, hello, yeah? And then the first question I ask him, how did I get into this shit? You're just falling. In my career as teacher, you know, I mean, I have heard this question so often, you know, and people don't even reflect about why they ask. That's why I always bring up this example. I like these. Yeah? I mean, these are really very lucrative stories. Yeah, everybody can imagine it. Yeah? Just like opening up your body. Yeah, you had that before? No. You have a very nice pillow, very nice, very warm. Yeah. And then somebody tells you, to take, to cut open the cover. I said, why should I do it? It is nice, warm, it serves my purpose, yeah? Then you cut it open, after 10 or 100 times he asks you to, let's have a look, what makes it so comfortable, yeah? And so you cut it open, and you see it's full of shit, yeah? What you do is, you sew it back together, you put your head again on it. No, never ever. You put it on two fingers and throw it off. That's body investigation, yeah? It's nice outside, it's a beautiful cover, yeah? For most of the people, yeah? Some people don't have that good cover. But the moment you open it up, it's full of shit, yeah? And blood and poos and so on, fat, grease, yeah? All these things that you like to have in your hands, yeah? Or your girlfriend, when she has no skin on you, you would love to, hug her, yeah? Without the skin. No. That's one thing, to overcome raga tanha. Jacob, you understand? Don't try to understand. What is written in the suttas? Huh? Mm-hmm. The suttas have one purpose: to make us willing, or to make us want to go the path. That's where the suttas come in. Once we decide to go the path, then we just go it. Yeah? Because any reference, that was the teaching of Lungpu Man to my own teacher. Yeah? He said, you studied all the Pali, now forget it. Don't even remember one thing. Yeah? Once you're finished with your work, then you can remember it. Then you can use it. And then it makes more sense, yeah? To use it.
You got to grade 7 in Pali as well.
You got quite, the Dhamma, it was, the Dhamma was the highest. No, Pali was just the 3rd grade. You had to repeat it. It was difficult for you. Took him 7 years to do it. Not that he got to the 7th grade. There are 9 grades in Pali. After the 3rd grade, you get Maha. That's why you call it Lungda Maha.
Have you read the biography of Lungpu Ma?
I've got it out to read, but I keep reading one class book. I'm going to hopefully read a few pages.
Victor doesn't have the books, but...
Oh, yes, I have a book.
Yeah.
Yes. I admitted, one class is... resolve and his volition is quite intimidating. So
That's why they are so good.
I can't do this.
That's what the Khalifas tell you.
Yeah. But the Khalifas aren't... I'm not... I guess aware of the Khalifas enough to realize that. It's just from him saying, I'm going to be an Arhan. Without even practicing, before even starting, I think.
If you want to know the Kalesa, there's a very easy way. You sit down, meditation seat, close your eyes, and determine, now for 1 hour, I just want to be with my breath or with the Buddha. Yeah. Whatever comes into the mind are the Kalesas. Then you see them very clearly. And they're coming in fast, they're rolling you over. use the Buddha with the image of the Lord Buddha. Have faith in it. And then becomes really strong. Can really become strong. If you don't have faith in the Buddha, it's useless. Eh? It's a synonym for the Lord Buddha who put his life on the line for us. And there's no person, since for the last 2,500 years who could still perceive the Lord Buddha and probably the 10,000 years before, after the last Buddha. There's no person that is more intelligent, has had more wisdom, and more patience, and more endurance than the Lord Buddha. So I mean, when we repeat Buddha, we can recollect that before we do that. Yeah. Interest. 100% interest is 100% concentration. What is 100% concentration? Is apanasamadhi. Everything disappears because you don't know what is going on outside. The whole universe disappears.
John, do you believe in is there such a thing as karmic blocks, or is this just a kalesis?
What kind of blocks? Building blocks?
I'll try to give an example.
Hindrances.
Like some kind of like conditioned way in which you're unable to fully become liberated in this lifetime, like. And you may need to kind of use, because I think largely in Thai culture at least, they believe like you like one side's karma is probably the kind of his strong volition that he had, which is probably from, you know, numerous past lives. But obviously someone with the complete opposite kind of determination, is it possible for him to reach the same goal, or would that maybe take more than one life?
It might take more than one life, you know, but I mean, don't talk about these blocks or these hindrances or what you call missing merit, yeah? I mean, each one of us, you know, the Lord Buddha gave us the guarantee, each one of us, you know, can walk the path, yeah? And you saw at the times of the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, many Arahants, you know, including women, yeah? There were so many Arahant women at that time, yeah? If you walk the path, yeah? I mean, and you can be sure of one thing. If you found your way here, or to Wat Papanta, yeah? Then you can be sure that you have the merit, you know, to go far on your path. Mm. Yeah? If you not even have the merit already to make it this life. Yeah?
That can kind of become a kalesis, kind
of course, yes.
If you see,
yeah, it. I mean, yes, I do. You know, whenever the Thai saying it, I don't have the vasana, I said, of course you have it. Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Yeah. I mean, I had the vasana, so I met Lungta. Yeah. But it. In the end effect, your vasana is only, you know, it's your capital.
Sorry, what is vasana?
Vasana? It's merit.
Merit, okay.
Yeah, it's accumulated merit. It's your capital. Yeah? But just like the capital, you know, when you use it in the world, when you don't use it, you know, I mean, nothing happens, yeah? You might have the vasana, you know, you might have the accumulated merit, you know, to finish it in this life, but you're too lazy. So you don't do anything, you waste this accumulated merit. Yeah. Mm. It won't go away, but you waste it, you know, and you make demerit. Yeah.
I'd be interested by the kind of no more than seven lives aspect, you know, if
that's sort of fun.
By some kind of, like by that view, for instance, or, you know, someone thinks, I'll just aim for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'll just aim for the
Sotapanna.
Yeah, so
stream entry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you will regret it in the end, but you know, I mean, you can aim for it. It is better than aiming for nothing, you know, or thinking you don't have the vasana, yeah? Because it's the first stage out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about this citta is, if it wants to do something, it can do it. And then, it doesn't really matter if you have the vasana or not. Yeah. But one who has a lot of accumulated merit, it might be very easy for him. One who has very little, it may be very difficult for him. But if you're ready, yeah, to go through all the difficulties that present yourself, yeah, Why shouldn't you be able to make it?
What was the Lord Buddha, the smallest animal he said he was?
Mosquito. That he remembered.
He remembered. It's amazing, no?
Yeah. But an ant is, I think it's smaller than a mosquito. Not the big ones, but these tiny, small ants. They're smaller than a mosquito. I don't think, you know, mosquitoes, I mean, yes, one probably could remember, but an ant, that's very difficult.
But they have so much desire as mosquitoes. They are burning.
I sometimes when I look at and watch these animals, I wonder what kind of karma did they do, you know, to end up in this world. Ants, especially ants, you know.
There's so many.
There's so few.
There are not only billions, there are trillions of these. Yeah. And they all have been human beings before.
Die Ameisen, oder?
Of course. Just like the beings in hell, they have been all human beings, yeah? Just like the beings in heaven, they all have been to hell. Because we go around and around and around and around, yeah? Sometimes you go up, that's why I call it the roller coaster of life. You go up, yeah? You can't wait until you get up, yeah? And then you're really excited when you go down.
So fast.
It's so fast.
Oh.
People who are extremely rich, you know, they can't wait to get down, you know, and they think it's so much fun, you know, to use all their money for all their interests, yeah, and that's how they just rush down, yeah.
Why is it that would go to hell theoretically? Because the form or the physical body and everything, it would just be like the chitta, right?
The chitta, you know, in the form of the chitta, you know, I mean, it is a, what is it called, a fine material body, you know? Or sometimes you don't even need it, yeah. I mean, just look at people, you know, who have been in a war and lost their knee, lost their leg. They still scratch their knee, even if they don't have it.
Phantom pain.
It's a phantom body that you have in hell. And it hurts itself. There's one sure way, you know, to avoid, you know, hell. But that, you have to go to hell, through hell. You have to get through pain to understand what is pain. And then you don't want it anymore. You have to go through hell to understand what is hell. And then you can get rid of it. And the same thing, you have to go through heaven to understand what is heaven. And then you don't want it anymore.
I think you get a preview of hell on earth.
Huh? Yeah, that is what all the Buddhists in the West say. They even say, you know, I mean, one life is, you know, the whole Dhammacakka, yeah? It's a whole... It repeats itself every moment, every breath, you know, it's one life, yeah? I mean, it's such so stupid ideas, yeah?
One life.
They just don't want, you know, really physically go down to hell, yeah? That's why they thought. That's why they think or believe. I mean, belief makes people so stupid. Huh? Lord Buddha never taught us to believe something. What did he say? He said, "Test it out, try it out. If it's wholesome, keep on doing it. If it's unwholesome, let go of it." He didn't say, "You have to believe me. I am the Buddha." Huh? Very famous sutta, you know, often misunderstood, you know, in the West, yeah? They use it for the other persons, you know, I don't believe this, I don't believe that, yeah?
Then you'll try.
I mean, in the West, you know, I mean, the Lord Buddha warned us so often, you know? I mean, the Dhamma is a snake. If you grab it at the head, you know, that's where it is safe, yeah? If you grab it at the tail, by reading it, we're trying to understand it, then the Dhamma comes, the head comes and bites you and poisons you. He said it. I mean, it's so wonderful, you know. I mean, I didn't read a lot, yeah. I just was bored because when I was in England, I didn't have any teachers, you know, who could teach me Dhamma. So I started to read the suttas. Yeah? But the moment I came here, I didn't need to read anything. Yeah? Because there was a teacher. Yeah? If you have a teacher, you don't need to read. Yeah? Why do you read? Yeah?
In Thailand haben wir alles Gute, haben wir viele gute Teacher.
Yeah, and but very little effort. You have all the good teachers, that's why we come here. But the Thais, you know, okay, what they do is normally, you know, the Thais lead, you know, the front, oh, there's a nice monastery, there's a good teacher, you know, go and practice there. They themselves, no, I don't want to come. Yes, I mean, of course. Yeah. I mean, there's still over 200,000 monks in Thailand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I read it was over 300,000.
Between 200 and 300. I mean, it varies. Yeah.
How many?
Well, if you count before the Pansa, yeah.
Right.
Then there are lots. If you count after the rains retreat, you know, then there are much less.
แต่ว่าก็ต้องแยกแยะด้วยเพราะว่ามีที่เมืองไทยมีหลายนิกาย
ใช่ก็มีสองนิกายธรรมกายไม่ใช่นิกายเป็นธรรมกาย
ธรรมกาย
เป็นธรรมกายชิคกี้ธรรมะ
ที่ machen unsere Religion auch kaputt
Yeah, let them. You can't change the world, you can't change the greed of people, all what you can do is change yourself. Yeah. Don't look on others, what others are doing bad. Yeah. I mean, if I would look at all the Thai monks or all the Western monks, you know, who do bad things, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be a monk. As long as I know I follow the teachings of the Lord Buddha, I don't worry about what is left and right. Yeah. Just like Lungta Mahabua. I mean, he was only interested in monks at his monastery. Whatever the monks outside did, you know, he wasn't interested. He hardly mentioned them. Sometimes he mentioned them if they'd gone overboard, yeah. But normally he didn't mention them. He wasn't interested. He said, whatever happens outside of my monastery, I don't know. And I don't care, yeah. Whatever happens in my monastery, everything I know. What this monk does, what this monk, if he's sleeping, if he's practicing or not, I know. And he knew it. Because when he's sleeping, you know, he came up to your kuti. What are you doing? And if he caught you three times, you know, there's the door.
Erschreckt man sich?
Yeah. But the interesting thing that happened to me, I was sitting, you know, and while I was sitting, you know, I fell asleep, you know, or nodded off, yeah. And Lungta thought, you know, that's a very sound, you know. I mean, he ripped it open, and then we stared at each other, and both of us were surprised. Because he thought, you know, he caught me sleeping. And I thought, oh,
that's a good way to remove drowsiness.
Yes,
during a few.
After, I mean, he had very good ways, you know, of dealing, you know, with all sorts of things, you know, I had troubles with. Yeah. He just came up, you know, and sometimes he just looked, you know, and sometimes he did something, you know. He was taking care of me, yeah. In the beginning I didn't like it so much. Because I always was in trouble. Yeah.
painful as well, no?
It wasn't painful that he admonished me. It was painful for me, for my ego, to see that other monks did exactly the same thing and he didn't care. That was painful. It wasn't painful for me to be admonished, but you know, to see other monks do the same thing, you know, and not being scolded, that was painful. It hurt my ego. Why me only? But then, you know, I mean, after I got the switch, he wants to help me. Yes. Then everything was gone, But to get that switch, you know, it's to overcome your ego,
Weil Lungpa sprach ja auch kein Deutsch oder Englisch.
Nein. He didn't need to talk, you know, he talked with his citta and I understood with my citta. He just need to point it at me and then I said, I instantly saw, you know, what he was talking. Pointing at. Yeah. He didn't need to talk a lot. But with monks like you, I mean, pointing at something,
What's happening?
I don't know. Even if you say it, if I say it, you know, you still don't see it.
Yeah, once you said the example that Lungpa just did no movement and then during 8 days or the kilesa was out. So just a great teacher can do this, but also
you have to be a great student as well. Yeah.
You have to be the student as well, because
you have to understand what he's talking about. Yeah, I mean, you have to instantly see, you know, what he's pointing at. Yeah, and if he, you know, just like Lungpa Man, you know, when he was pointing at something, you know, and that monk saw it, I mean, he could instantly, you know, remove that. So, but if that monk didn't see it, you know, I mean, no matter how much you point at it, no matter how much you dash at him, he still doesn't get it. So easy to understand, you know, what the Kilesa is constantly doing with us. I don't know who taught me that. I learned it, you know, I mean, it was, you know, shortly after I took up meditation.
Weil Lungpa Man hat auch, glaube ich, nicht über Reflexion erklärt.
I'm sure that there are some monks, you know, who talk about it. Yeah. I mean, because they didn't need it. There's so much good sati, you know, I mean, there was starting investigating the five khandhas, you know, and within the five khandhas everything falls, you know, falls apart anyway. Yeah. So you don't need it. Mm-hmm. Still looking for somebody, you know, with quick understanding. I haven't yet found one person.
Then it's maybe later.
Must have been Jesus in my last life, you know. None of his disciples understood a word that he was teaching.
And they wrote it down, but they misunderstood. So we better don't write the book.
No. Don't ever.
my dad...
I mean, you hear it, you know, with the misunderstandings, you know, some of the monks have with Lungpa's teaching. They say, Lungpa said this, you know, or he taught that, yeah. It was never written, he never said it like this, yeah. They misinterpret the things, what he said, because we use language, yeah. And language is full of interpretation. Our own interpretation. When you talk about hate, and he talks about hate, there are two different understandings. More, you know, when you talk about love and he talks about love, you know, I mean, a completely two different words. It's the same word, yeah. It has a special meaning to every person. That's why, get rid of the labels, you know, and then you live much freer. Or like I say, you know, get down from your ivory tower, yeah. Of symbols, you know, and go back, you know, to where the value of the symbols is. What does it mean hate? What does it mean pain? What does it mean greed? How does it feel like? And that we don't like to do. We love to live in this world of symbols. Yeah? Use it, you know, contact it, you know, I mean, use it up and build new things. Yeah? I mean, all what we do in this world is building new kind of knowledge, you know, through just combining old knowledge. Yeah? But that is not ingenuity. Ingenuity is coming up with something that is completely revolutionary new. Yeah? That's wisdom. That's where wisdom comes in. Yeah? That's common wisdom. But all what we do is, yeah, I mean, just like the computer's number crunch. Combining two things, you know, two theses, you know, and make a new thesis.
Making it more complex.
Yeah. And using a language that nobody else understands, and then they think, oh, he's so intelligent. Just like, you know, I mean, when I was at university, I asked my prof, you know, can you explain that in plain German? What you just said? They found it quite funny when I said that. And then they explained it, you know, in a way that I could understand it. You know? Once I could understand it, it didn't really matter. You know? But your generation is just trained to obey. You're just fed knowledge, you know, and you have to spout it out whenever they press a few buttons. That's your not so good vasana. I mean, it was different. Yeah? I mean, the school system and the university system. 50 years ago was very different. They taught people to think, to use their thoughts, you know, to come up with creative ideas. Yeah? Now all what you have to reproduce the knowledge of other people. It doesn't need, yeah. And especially with these multiple choice tests. I mean, it wasn't there, yeah? When I started, yeah? Multiple choice test. Probably you all through your school life you had these multiple choice tests. Yeah? Okay, maybe this, maybe that. One of them is true. No, we had to write down, there was a question, we had to write down the right answer. Yeah? Didn't have any choices, yeah? See how different it is, yeah?
In der Grundschule in Thailand fängt schon in der ersten Klasse an mit A, B, C, D, E, F. Aber schon in der Grundschule gibt es
es. Yeah, probably in other countries as well. I mean, not only Thailand. I mean, it's much easier for the teachers here to correct. That was the idea of my generation, you know? I mean, let's make it easy.
Yeah.
Because we were all lazy, you know? Let's make it easy, and then they invented this.
We had it so that you just mark this kind of magnetic paper, and then it's fed through the machine. And it
oh!
Wow.
Oh!
On the multiple choice one.
So the really? In high school, huh?
Yeah, I think it was part like 50% or 40% of the science certificate was multiple choice through a machine. The machine reads the paper and marks it for you.
I mean, our science examples, you know, I mean, you studied a little bit physics, yeah? I mean, he derived, you know, before the test, he derived, you know, how you come to this conclusion, yeah? And at the test, there was a completely different example. But it had the same kind of process you had to go through. So if you didn't understand the first thing, you know, if you couldn't extract, you know, the essence of the first thing, you wouldn't pass the test. Because it was never the same example, yeah? It was the same principle. So, but if you didn't understand the principle, if you just learned the example, how to do it for this example, I mean, you failed the test. Yeah? Somebody looked. That was how science was taught in the 70s. Yeah. Different, very different, isn't it, Victor? And that's why you have so much difficulties, you know, in applying one situation to the next, yeah? If this principle is the same. You think it's two different things. And that makes it very difficult.
That makes super talking so difficult.
Yeah. That's where you learn it, yeah? That's where you should learn it, yeah? But, that's what it's for, you know, upatthaking. You know, it's not, you know, taking care of my things. It's one thing, yeah? But it's learning how. Yeah? I mean, Lungdas, you know, put his glass there, yeah? The monks came and cleaned up, you know, and put it here. He didn't touch it. It was on the wrong place. So Lungpu Li, yeah? I mean, he's now an Arahant, yeah? He made a mark around it, cleaned it, and put it exactly on the same, in the same direction. And then Lungda would drink it.
Need some choke.
It's not a choke.
No, we need some choke.
Yeah, you, especially you, Richard, you know, I mean, it is, I mean, the principle, you know, of upatthaking is, yeah? You go into the kuti, you look how things are, yeah? And then you see what is out of order. And then you correct these things that are out of order. No, you come in with a plan, what I have to do, yeah, and then you don't see anything. Mm. You do it, and you do it, yeah, and it's always wrong.
Ich muss mal ausprobieren.
Yeah, you're going, you know, before the Panzer, but not now.
Can this one not be really explained to someone, because it needs to...
No, it needs to be experienced.
Yeah. Because it's always wrong, the explanation as well. Do this like that, and then it's, it'll be wrong.
It's very important, you know. I mean, all of the senior monks went through the training with Lungda. Those are all difficult. You can't even do that kind of training. It's hopeless. Now, I mean, if I put the, you know, if normally the cup is like that, and I put it like that, yeah, the next day it's like that. Mm. Because you don't see it. That's how it should be. Toothpaste.
I misunderstood. I thought, leave it how you put it.
Huh?
I thought, leave it how it is.
No. That's the training, you know, you should learn how it should be. And then see if it's something different. And then correct it to the situation, yeah? How it should be.
Yeah? So I think if you put
I do it intentionally. I put it wrong, I put it upside down, I put it away, you know, so that you learn it.
I think you put it there for a reason, I leave it there.
If I put something in for a reason, I let you know, yeah? If something is new, yeah? And said, this belongs like that, yeah? And then the next day I put it somewhere else, and then it's somewhere else, yeah? Because you... No, it is laziness, huh? Just leave it like that, you know, he would... Yeah, he has his reasons to do it. It's laziness.
And if I don't remember where it should be.
That's the problem. That, you know, you're trained eyesight. It's the most difficult training, it's the most comprehensive training, yeah? And it's a training of sati. And there are not many Kuba Acharyas around anymore who train it like that. They've given up. And probably in a few years they give up.
Does Rungpo Chambian, does he have Upatak?
Yeah, I don't know if he has it like that. I mean, Lungpo Li probably does it. until he follows 100% Lumta Mahapur. But I mean, he's probably given up on his upataks as well.
Yeah, no, normally the teachers, they don't teach anymore. I mean, they expect that you can upatak. If you can't, they change to the next student.
Yeah, let's see, you know, let's see more, you know, when, how long I can bear with you. 1 week? 2 weeks?
What, one day?
It's all about sati. Sati is the most important thing. If you don't have sati, we don't see. If you don't see, we can't get vegetables. Yeah, I did too. Okay, chop. Chop, long left. Finish.